Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Claudio Sanchez in for Maria Hinojosa. One of the worst tragedies that can hit a home is domestic violence. When survivors of abuse escape their homes, they often take very little with them. Their children, maybe a few belongings. But what about their pets? In New York City, Latino USA producer Camilo Vargas finds out.
The escape has to be quick, precise, and with little hesitation.
Hello, this is Safe Horizon Hotline.
It usually happens late at night. Victims of domestic violence meet social workers at secret locations or at the nearest police station. If everything goes well, the survivors go into a shelter. But sometimes, a seemingly small detail holds them back. Their pet is still at home, and that's when they call Jenny Coffee.
Hi. You can let them know that I'm a social worker and I can meet them on a street corner.
I'm in a van with Jenny and her partner Debbie Fierro from the Mayor's Alliance for Animals, a local animal rights group.
Beautiful.
They've been helping women escape abusive homes for 7 years. When they started, pets would have to be surrendered at the city's animal shelters. So Jenny would step in to find them a temporary home.
Beautiful.
She gets a call from another social worker about today's case.
There's a woman who has a service dog, and she's been allowed to have her dog with her in the domestic violence shelter. So we've picked up some supplies, a dog bed, some dog food, some treats and so forth, and we're going to drop off those and meet the woman and hopefully the dog.
The woman we're meeting escaped after her partner burned down her home.
Hi, April.
The dog is a beautiful black Labrador pit bull mix named April.
What did you want it for?
Look at the nail polish.
Yeah, she gets her nails done.
The owner has epilepsy, so she's been able to keep April as a service dog. But that's the exception.
Originally, the shelters couldn't house pets, and that's true for most shelters right now.
That's Maria Luisa O'Neill from the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence. She says that fact makes many women stay with their abusers.
They will delay leaving, even a very dangerous situation, because they knew if they left the pets behind, they would be hurt or killed. Mm-hmm. And that put a lot of people, victims and their children, in danger because they will not leave.
There are close to 2,000 domestic violence shelters in the U.S., but only 86 of them let animals stay with their families. One of them opened its doors in New York a year ago. It's the first pet-friendly shelter in a major U.S. city. And Jenny Coffee helps survivors and their pets get there.
Families don't know that this opportunity exists. So what we really need is a campaign to let families know that they can seek safety now without leaving their pets behind.
The shelter belongs to the Urban Resource Institute, a nonprofit social service group. They partner with the ASPCA and Jenny's group, the Mayor's Alliance for Animals, to create their program. The shelter is a regular apartment building. The clients stay in individual apartments or units. 10 of those are for families with pets. Carly Godwin is here with her 13-year-old son, her Chihuahua Zero, and her cat, Blue.
Good night, Zero.
Godwin and her son waited a year before leaving her abuser.
I wasn't going to leave my place of residence and leave my animals behind. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about that.
When she talked to her son about escaping, he felt the same way.
He would always bring up, what about Blue? What about Zero? I don't want to leave them behind. I don't want to leave them behind. He was very adamant about it.
Running a domestic violence shelter isn't cheap. It's about $12,000 for an average four-month stay. It's $300 to $1,000 for a pet. City funds will pay for people. They won't pay for animals. So shelters like this one look for funding from other organizations. Purina donated an indoor dog park so Carly Godwin can walk her dog without compromising her safety.
It looks like a kid's park. They have ramps, stairs, blocks they can climb up on. It's beautiful. It's all painted back here, flowers and all that stuff on the cement.
It's a family outing of sorts.
I have three sons. This is my cat, my dog, and my real son. My human son.
Being part of the family means pets can also be targeted for abuse. Pamela Isaac came here with her three cats. One of her previous partners tortured another cat she had.
He used to take my cat and hang him out the window.
Then he set her apartment on fire and killed the cat.
But he had smoke inhalation, and a couple of days after the fire, he had to be euthanized because they couldn't save him.
Studies show domestic violence and animal cruelty go hand in hand. A majority of pet-owning survivors say their abusers targeted their pets, too.
It's definitely control. They do anything so you will comply with what they want.
Pets can be vulnerable to abuse, but they can also be powerful healers as their owners put their lives back together. Take Ana Puerta. That's not her real name. She's here with her two dogs.
Say hi, Tony.
Say hi.
Puerta's partner kicked her out of her home after breaking one of her legs. She's still in a cast. She stayed with her mother temporarily before a social worker found the pet shelter. The night she brought her dogs here, she let them run around and said to them,
"This is what we're going to be for now, and you know, I want you guys to be comfortable, and you know."
And in the quiet of her new home, the dogs began to play.
And that's one of the things that made me feel almost immediately like I just sat down and I was just like, oh.
That was the first step in her healing process.
Let me see if I can get him to do his little piggy sounds. Come here, Tony. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I love this little guy. I love this little guy.
Researchers say that animals can trigger feelings and brain responses in humans that are just like the ones we have for close relatives.
The role that my little babies play in that is that they help me to see me. They're my mirror. Having a mirror in front of you is the best way for you to see, you know, who you are and what your next steps are.
The next steps are the hardest, especially for low-income survivors. Women like Ana Puerta have about 6 months to look for new jobs and a new home for them and their pets. Until then, they're in good, non-human company. For Latino USA, I'm Camilo Vargas in New York.
The Animal Welfare Institute has a database with hundreds of programs around the country that can help domestic violence survivors with their pets. To find out more, visit latinousa.org.